I like doing gay shit. It's fun. It's fun, dude.
Not only is it fun.
It's fun.
It's fun.
Right?
Yeah.
It's fun.
It's fun.
So let's do the human centipede then.
What?
Scissor Brothers!
Welcome to Scissor Bros. We have a very special guest here on the program today. Yeah. One of my favorite people in all of New York and all of the world. Mm-hmm. He's one of the few people that has done stand up on the spot twice.
Oh my.
Whoa.
Yep.
Three times.
That's a big deal.
What?
No, I did the first one in New York.
No. I'm saying the filmed ones.
Oh,
that's
correct.
A rare class to be in.
Wow.
Only, without further ado, from being Ian, from Bye Guys, from one of the top comics in New York City to watch right now, right here, it's my good pal and soon to be Steve's new best friend.
Yeah.
It's Ian Finance, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for having me.
Yes.
One thing, it's being Ian with Jordan. I want to give Jordan her flowers.
Yes.
My best friend.
I apologize.
No problem.
Yes. I love the cane, by the way.
Because I love Jordan. She's hilarious.
She's great.
Yeah.
We were toying with the idea of changing the name of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Are you packing?
I don't know. This is, you know.
You dip? Oh, you're a dipper.
Oh, God.
You're a dipper?
Dude,
he's
a big dipper.
He's
I'm a little dipper. Dipper.
You're a little dipper.
Yeah,
I'm just
a
dip.
Big and a little dipper, baby.
They call me queso.
Yeah. Do they do this in New York or is it frowned upon?
Oh, dip? People do like snus in New York.
That is strong. What is going on?
Define
like
the
pouches.
Define the difference between snus and chewing tobacco.
Well, that's loose tobacco, and snus is tobacco in a little pouch. And you can keep it in your gum.
I love it all.
And I believe you can swallow it.
I swallow this. Like
really?
Dude. Yeah.
That's gnarly.
Yeah, dude.
Beef jerky juice, baby.
I puked doing that. My ex-stepdad on a camping trip.
Whoa, let's talk about it.
Yeah. Was like, he was like, let him try it. He'll get sick and he won't do it. And I was like, all right. So I tried it, got sick, and now I'm a 2-pack-a-day smoker.
I used to smoke, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, 15,
let's fire
16,
one up right now.
Well, that's
come on. Yeah,
you gotta talk to the man here. Yeah. Don't disrespect the space, sir.
I forgot the name of the podcast. It was Cool Guy and the Virgin. I forgot.
Right. Boom, boom. Keep them coming, dude.
Coming in. Hot, baby.
Yeah.
I like referring to ex-stepdads as exes. my ex.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on my ex.
Why not? He's not your stepdad forever.
I know, right?
You know?
Yeah, he's a stepping stone to another stepdad.
He's not a stepdad forever, and I told him he'd never be a dad in the first place.
Whoa.
You'll never be a real dad. Yeah, I was a bad kid.
Yeah,
you know? It was a little roughing. What can you do?
Mm.
He's a great man.
Can't do anything.
Can I say, it takes a lot to be a step-parent. To be able to be a good step-parent, it takes so much.
Give me some examples of that.
You have to be, in order to love someone that's not yours and come to a situation of, you know, this person came from someone else and it's either through death or divorce that the person that made them is not there. So to come into that situation and be there for the person and be good and present, that takes a lot. And I applaud it. And anyone that does it, I salute you.
Where did this come from? Why are you guys bringing this topic up?
We were just talking about.
We probably both had step parents.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have an ex-stepdad?
Technically.
Look at
technically,
that.
Technically, yeah.
Wow. And you don't have any? You were just brought here by a stork?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm right here. Don't talk about
me. I didn't even realize.
Yeah, dude. Woo! You got the wrong one,
dude.
Baby.
Dude.
Woo, you turn left, you're going to knock that saxophone over, brother.
Okay, we need an animation of me as a stork flying, delivering baby Stevie into Ian's arms.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, you'd be a good dad.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I have a cat. I'm good.
He's a cat daddy.
So would those men be considered beta men opposed to alpha men? Because
What?
Sometimes Steve doesn't know words.
No, beta. No. I study the manosphere. The manosphere.
Wait, what?
You guys know about the red pill, the black pill?
Oh, yeah. Don't you have a degree in
it? Manosphere.
The
manosphere.
What have you been looking up lately?
Don't worry about it. This is the content I watch.
I did hear that you were the Korean Andrew Tate. I heard
Let's
that.
Edit that shit out. That guy's in jail, brother. I don't roll that way.
But isn't he the beta alpha guy?
I don't join the army, man. I'm not in an army. I just watch stuff on YouTube.
That's how it starts, brother.
Yeah. It's what you're saying. It starts on YouTube. Then you know I'm joining some kind of.
That's basically
cult?
Like the recruitment of the people who you know came to our high school, like the Marines and stuff.
Oh, easy there. Push-ups.
But now they're in the machines, man.
Yeah, man.
That's gonna be me. I'm gonna be a part of Andrew Tate's army.
Yep.
See, and I'm gonna go to the bunker, and I'm gonna have the flag.
See you in Romania, bitch.
No, ain't no Romania, bitch.
See you,
ain't no.
Keep the pizza boxes out of the frame, dog. No, you going down?
Yeah.
You going down?
Sorry, guys.
What?
I thought I kind of threw a wrench in there.
No.
Dude, I think you're doing great.
No, I just didn't want to go negative. I wanted to keep it, I like when we were talking about the tattoos and everything. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, we can continue.
Can you,
to talk
you have
about
some
it.
On your body, huh?
I do.
Can I see you with your shirt off?
Well, you're going to have to take me out to dinner first.
Oh, yeah.
Tatey.
But you have.
He said Tatey.
I'm fine with that.
Dude, he's the new tater salad.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I call him, tater salad.
Call me Tater Tot, whatever. Whatever you want.
Tater Tit, pop it out.
Can I just see? Can I see a little bit of a display of your beautiful art on your chest or something? Or
I haven't heard the word please, but I like you, so I'll do it anyway.
Yeah, you need to be
more polite.
Be respectful and ask politely.
Did I say please?
Here, I'll
please?
I'll put it.
There you go. Oh, you do a whole show. Where did you go?
Oh, sorry. No.
Wait, did you just fart?
Farted,
oh, I love
dude.
You for that, bro.
Dude. The Far Corner's back.
The Far Corner's back, it baby.
Back.
Did I bring back the Far Corner?
You resurrected the Far Corner, baby. You did it.
Yeah,
I love
it,
you
man.
For that, brother.
You did it.
Yeah. What a beautiful man. You're a goddamn beautiful man.
Thank
Fuck
you.
Yeah. I love the thing. Wait, don't go. Don't be a tease.
Well,
let me flex it, brother. Let me see that
I
beautiful
have,
cowboy on your. What is that?
I
a
have
ghost
a story
cowboy?
Behind
That's
this.
That's a fucking beautiful tattoo,
right?
Brother. Fuck yeah.
Well, you
dude,
know.
Dude, that is beautiful.
Thank
dude,
you.
Dude, don't, let me see it more. You're like.
You
like,
can see it if you sit on my lap.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Done. Go over there. Go over there.
No, no.
Sit on his lap.
No, guys.
You got it, dude.
No.
You said
no.
Before the podcast, no. Are we going to get gay? I said,
yep. No, but that's, come on, man.
Sorry.
My girlfriend's here.
Head
you're making
over.
Me,
my
you're
girlfriend's
me.
Here.
No,
bro.
Which makes
making,
it even less. No. Which makes it even more innocent that your girlfriend's here.
Yeah.
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 Go that way.
Yes. Hop over here.
There ain't no fear in here.
There ain't no fear in here.
Yep.
Uh-uh. Oh no. Oh no, what the fuck? Get out of here! Get out of here! Oh my god! Jesus Christ! How the hell is Steve and Bobby Lee here at the same time? What the fuck just happened?
I'm a Lee too! You just did the math on your own.
That's his brother.
This is what the Lee.
Shut up.
You didn't know that?
Yeah, dude.
You're full of
wake
it.
Wake up and smell the
okay,
Folgers,
wait.
Brother.
Nah, for
this
those
is not
of,
true.
For those of you who didn't know what was going
oh
on, Steve
God.
Dropped trowel as he walked over to Ian, and Ian said, get out of here. Steve, he just displayed his penis and balls as he was walking towards Ian. He's Bobby's brother.
Nuh-uh. You're
up
so full of it.
Wake up and smell the Folgers, my friend. It's in the blood. It's
really?
Yeah, that's what we do.
Well, can I tell you?
I learned it from him.
Can I tell
Thanks,
you,
Bob.
Man to man, I'm going to call you Babe Pig in the City because you got a hog.
Whoa!
You got nice and...
Yeah,
dude,
and he knows he's bi, bro.
I know, but take it easy on the.
How big is that thing? Let's measure. What do you probably go down to here?
Please never do that. Never do that again.
We'll never whip your cock out again. You fucking creep. What the fuck is happening? I'm
never
in the garage.
Do that. No rooster time here, brother.
Goddamn chopsticks coming at me.
You're fucking doing fucking rooster time.
Fuck?
I don't want
Jesus,
no rooster
what kind
time,
of a
bro.
Fucking thing did you pull me into, Jeremiah? Oh my God!
Welcome to Scissor Bros. Yeah.
Was that a spring roll or a fuck? That was a little.
Ooh, that was a crab rangoon, brother.
Say that again. Crab I love rangoon. You, dude. You're just, dude. You belong here.
Did I not tell you?
You
today?
Freaking belong I here, know. Brother. Yeah. Let's get a tattoo together.
I'll do it.
I fucking love this guy.
Yeah, I'll fucking do it.
But we'll have to go to Ryan or Dresden.
Let's go to your
guy. One of our West Coast guys.
I'll go to your guy.
Are you okay with the West Coast tattoo artist?
No, but I'll do it for you.
Oh, I don't see. I don't. You will?
See, all it takes is a little.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you want to get?
I'll
you want to get matching ones?
I'll pick it out when I get there.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Let's fucking go.
He lives life in the moment.
I got space. Yeah. I'll fucking.
Where do you want to get it? Where do you want to get
somewhere?
It? Whatever floats your boat.
Wherever I feel the need to get it, I will get it when I get there.
On your ass cheek?
No.
Oh, what happened now? Feel the need and all that.
That's an odd place to get one.
Yeah.
Why not your ass cheek?
Because there might be people looking at it. I mean, I'm just saying. There might be somebody that might look at it.
I didn't mean to.
Have some respect.
Wait, is that disrespectful? What if it's a cross or?
Why would you want a cross on your butt? Why would you, Steve? Why would you want a cross on your butt?
No, upside down cross.
Why? No. Upside down cross. Why would you want an upside down cross on your butt?
Ian, back me up, brother.
Yeah.
Back me up, brother.
Upside down cross on my ass.
Yeah, no, we're bad, baby.
I'll get an upside down.
No.
You will.
On my ass. Well, okay. Then you here's will? The thing. Then you can only. Here's the thing.
Gobble, gobble.
Okay, if you get a cross on your butt, then you have to only 69 because that's the only way it's Christian because
well,
it's turned upside
what?
Down.
You're telling me to do something I already do.
You know what? You're the missing piece to this whole equation.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Math equation on the ass, the plus signs, upside down cross.
Yeah. Upside down cross, baby. Yeah.
Jeremiah, what are you going to get?
He's afraid.
I'm not
a diaper?
Anything. Yeah, because I'll wet myself if I get a little tattoo. Because I'm a baby.
No,
I'm a virgin baby.
Well, he'll work up to that.
That had a baby and has another baby on the way. I'm no fun, according to Ian. According to being Ian with Jordan, I'm no fun.
Ian, his butthole is so pink, brother.
No, is it?
He's seen it.
Stop, man.
Ian.
Is it hairless?
Dude, it is... It's like a cupcake, a pink cupcake.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Dude, you got to take a look at it. You want to take a look at it, brother?
My God.
You want to take a look at it, brother?
I don't want to take a look. I want to take a taste.
Dude, it's art.
I'm going to look with my mouth.
You will?
Oh, yeah.
You want to take a look?
Let me eat his ass on the pod.
You want to do it?
Let me eat his ass on the pod.
This is the stuff I love.
I was saying I was hungry earlier.
You're the missing piece, brother. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Why did I even put these two in the same room?
Ian.
Okay. Oh, wait. I have a segment idea that I really want to do right now.
What?
Where we sexually assault you on camera?
It pertains to this, okay?
What? Yeah.
Steve, for years, for as long as I've known him, has said he's not bi, okay? I want you to do a litmus test with the both of us so we're not just screening Steve. Just check if either of us is bi.
I like doing gay shit. It's fun. It's fun, dude.
Not only is it fun,
it's fun it's shit, fun. Right?
Yeah.
It's fun.
It's fun.
So let's do the human centipede then.
What? Okay, only if it goes you, me, Jeremiah.
Wait.
If I can be in the middle.
Break down
the
math. Break down the math for me there.
I'm in the middle.
No.
You're behind me, and I am feasting on Jeremiah's delicious ruby starfish. That's what I'm doing.
Ruby starfish.
Yeah.
Wait. Say it again, though. I'm trying to do the math in my head. Like I'm
you're
trying to...
in the back, dude.
You're
I'm in the back.
Back.
So
eating...
whose butt am I eating?
Mine.
Ian's.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You're welcome.
Is there hair in your anus?
Yes, but it can go away.
It tastes like trumpets and cigarettes
it's
back
removable.
Here. What's going on?
So you would remove your anal hair for me?
Uh-huh.
Dude, that means it's a special situation.
Yeah.
Okay, so whose ass are you eating?
Jeremiah's.
I'm in the front.
He's in the front.
But whose ass are you eating?
Nobody's.
He's circling around and eating yours.
That's where we add Ryan in the mix. You have to eat Ryan's ass.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
No girls allowed! Dude's night out! Lock the garage!
Dude, you would eat his butthole?
Oh, no.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No. This is Bit Town. We're in Rift Village. I didn't know we made a right on Sirius Street.
He's running for mayor.
Yeah.
This guy has no idea.
Down. Oh, I took a right turn. Yeah. I am so sorry.
Yeah, you gotta calibrate your GPS.
There. Okay, sorry, Ian.
Or maybe I do.
No, because the way you described him, it sounded appealing.
Yes.
Yeah, but it was Rift Town.
It is, but I don't want to ruin our friendship.
Wouldn't the way, hold up.
Huh.
I'm about to be a riftator and move to something in a different direction. All right? We got to get out of this butt talk because this is a little bit too much talking about my starburst butt.
Woo! Yeah! Riftator! Does or does not his butt look like this?
Yes!
In the color scheme.
Yes, dude. Yes. Mm. Now, wouldn't it bring you guys closer together?
Physically, yes.
This is Steve's.
What is that?
It's your butt, bro.
No. No, it's I got a tight butt.
His no, butt looks like a dead jazz musician.
It's dark. Yep. It's dark.
Scoot at that.
Oh, that is so racist.
My butt hole's here for
it's
you.
It's Raisin Bran time, huh? It's like a
Raisin Bran.
Dead
what
raisin.
Do you mean raisin?
It's dark.
Ooh,
it's dark.
Yeah, it's okay. No. Hey, Okay, I didn't mean to interrupt the anal talk.
No, but, please.
I brought special gifts, and I thought I was because I, you know, it just occurred to me you're a comedian also, so I wanted
just
to do.
Occurred to you.
It took
34 riffs before he realized you're a comedian. The first 30 weren't hitting with this one over here.
I'm sorry. You guys are quick on your feet. I really admire you guys' craft.
Finally, Bit Town was the thing that sold him that it wasn't word for word verbatim, just truth. It was.
You know, I thought
spitting.
You were an auditor before. Yeah.
I have
your
four.
Cane really threw me off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have four gifts.
No.
And I wanted to. Because, you know, I wanted you guys to, I'm going to present them on camera, and I wanted to give two to you and two to him.
Okay,
that's
very
kind of you. And it has to do with your guys' world, okay?
Okay.
So, okay, here we go. So, I was going through my DVDs. I wanted to give, yeah, so this is Lenny Bruce Without Tears.
Whoa.
And so, so this is here, and then you could hold
wow.
that one.
Okay.
And then this is another one I found. Jim Norton, One Night Stand, HBO Comedy Special.
I love that.
And then I also have Dave Chappelle, Live at the Fillmore.
Incredible.
And then I have Bill Burr, Why Do I Do This?
That's what Jeremiah's going to ask when I'm eating his ass.
Kaboom!
Who's a comic now,
quick
dickhead?
On his toes!
Huh? Who's a fucking comedian now,
you are,
asshole?
You are.
Yeah!
And we're going to get tattooed together.
I'll do it.
So, I mean, these are my gifts. I'm bearing gifts, and this is for you guys.
Thank you.
Because it's you guys' thing.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you, man.
You can keep it over there.
So, can I just take a wild guess?
Yeah.
What?
These gifts, you said that... You
I was
know.
Cleaning out my closet. I had a bunch of DVDs.
Okay, so you admit to cleaning out your closet.
Yeah.
Did you find a mirror in there?
He just called you gay and you didn't even know it.
I like doing gay things. Yeah, it's fun.
Okay,
yeah?
So can you test... Could you ask him a few questions to see if he's definitively bisexual?
Yeah, no, he passed. I mean, you handed it in at just 100 at the top of the paper. Woo!
B.
Passed with flying colors, and the colors are a rainbow.
Come on, man. You didn't do the test. You didn't do the test. Just go with the test.
No, I did the test.
Well, at least you know I'm not homophobic.
I know.
As he stumbles over it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Homophobic.
Yeah.
No.
But, so do you
thank
think
you
know
thank
what you,
you
are?
Thank you for the kind gifts.
Yeah, no
you know
problem,
what you
no
are?
Problem.
You're you. You're perfectly you, and that's
I'm
the
open,
best.
I'm open, brother. You know?
Yeah, me too.
I think gay men do like me, though.
Mm-hmm.
I had one today at Starbucks, and I was
you
with my girlfriend.
You had one today at Starbucks?
No. I was with my girlfriend at Starbucks.
Oh, my girlfriend.
I bet.
Dude, come on, man. Yeah.
I bet.
This is not fictional. This is real. This ain't a
hypothetical. Oh, is she in the room right now?
Or? No, she's here. Her stuff's here. She's inside, right?
I was inside. I didn't see her.
Don't be gaslighting me, brother.
Weird.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
not
she's
gaslighting
in
you.
No,
although
she was
a bunch
in
of
there.
Us have said
you didn't
that you're
see her
acting
in there?
Crazy
you didn't
lately.
See her in there? So this is a make-believe woman. You didn't see her in there, Ian? And this man...
went out of
no,
his way.
No, go on. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
A man went out of his way. He was basically stalking me.
What did he say?
He looked at me when I was mixing my Americano, mm-hmm. and he looked at me, and I like thought, nah, he's not looking at me. And then we went outside. He was, the sun was out, and he sat next to the table right next to us, and he, mm-hmm. he wasn't looking at her. He was looking at me.
And what mm-hmm. did he say?
He didn't say, and that's when it got weirder, because he didn't say anything. He just gave me the mm-hmm. kind of like the predator eyes.
And what did you do?
I didn't do anything. I just
touch your erection.
Yeah.
No,
get a little wiggle in.
No, I asked my girlfriend. I go, hey, boom, is that man boom, on my boom. Right shoulder? Is he looking at me? And she said, I don't know. And then she had a look, and she goes, I think so. And so we just walked away.
Mm. Very so beta.
Does that
beta
make me bi? Is that? Did I pass the test?
Doesn't mean you're bi. It means you went bi.
Clap on, clap
ooh.
Off. Yeah.
Okay.
Now Ian is a big ska fan. Big
really?
Ska fan.
Yeah. Ska.
All right. Can I throw a couple curveballs at you then,
baby girl? You can do whatever you want.
He knows his music pretty well.
The Selector or the Specials?
The Specials.
Madness or bad manners?
But I'm short circuiting.
That's a good question. Wow.
I would say bad manners, but I've been listening to Madness a lot lately.
Your favorite Madness album? Can I throw one out there and
yeah.
tell me if I hit it on the bullseye? One Step Beyond.
I was going to say One Step Beyond.
Keep going.
Who sang the original?
I don't know.
Prince Buster.
I don't know the history. Like, can I be like, I'm
Prince
kind of
Buster
perpetrating here.
Is
I know Scott because of one album they used to, all the kids were in my middle school, Dance Craze.
I don't know that.
Oh, okay. There was a compilation of a live performance in the UK. And,
oh.
Yeah.
So you're more of a fan of Two Tone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are the differences? How do you distinguish between the two?
Well, there's three waves. First wave, second wave, third wave. There's Two Tone, and now there's kind of a new thing called New Tone, which is there's a whole huge crop of great new ska bands on Bad Time Records,
right,
which is an amazing record label. They got a lot of great ska bands on there. Omnigone, Catbite, We Are the Union, Kill Lincoln.
Oh, wow.
Joystick from New Orleans.
Oh, jeez.
I think Best of the Worst. They're from Jersey. Anyway, sorry.
Completely unrelated, but when you said wave, it triggered this memory that I had. Either of you seen a movie called The Fourth Wave?
No.
No.
I think it's called that. It was a movie that they made us watch in high school
mm-hmm.
that was basically about a town that got tricked into becoming Nazi-like people and they didn't even realize it.
Mm-hmm.
They did like a study on them.
Was this a documentary?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, no, it wasn't a documentary. It was like a reality. It was based on a true story kind of thing. I'll have to look it up. Mm. Fascinating.
Really? What year was that made?
I have no idea. But anyway, continue.
Thanks for that, Jeremiah. Really glad you threw that one in there.
Obscure movie reference.
Hey, you guys ever hear of this movie, Nazis? I don't know. I'm just going to kind of stop the conversation.
Hey,
right
Gerald.
Here.
Hey, Gerald, did you hear about that movie?
No, it was a 1981 made-for-TV movie, you hipster fuck.
Okay, I derailed it. I'm sorry. Do you have any questions for Ian, Gerald?
How do you feel about some religions shaming dudes for hooking up with each other?
And how would you respond to that?
Ultimately, I decided to never go to church again.
Do you have any questions for Gerald?
Yeah.
Oh, Terrence Archery. This is Terrence over here.
Do you ever get scared that those scissors are going to be used to cut off your leaves?
Some days you have to leave your friends behind to keep your enemies closer.
We've never, ever asked him that question.
No one's ever asked him that.
Wow.
The English beat. What type of ska is that?
Two-tone.
That's two-tone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I really like them.
Yeah. Two-tone's great.
So is the first wave from the 70s then?
60s,
50s. 60s, 70s. Jamaica. From the UK.
Jamaica, and then it moved to the UK. Second wave was mostly UK, and then third wave was United States.
Okay. Is Madness still alive?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. I'm sorry.
We've got multiple cell phones going off. Multiple cell phones. Are we all texting each other underneath the tables?
I just got a text from Terrence.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He's not too pleased about my question.
Oh,
and I didn't mean to put him on the spot, but I think, I feel like this is an open, welcoming environment. I just thought we could be vulnerable.
It is, of course.
That's my bad. I didn't know him like that, and I should have.
Can I ask about the cane? Like, how long have you been rocking the cane for?
I hurt my back.
How did that happen?
Carrying around this big old dick.
Kaboom!
Woo!
He's in there again.
Let's just say Ian was waiting for that one.
I got hit by a car 2 years ago.
But is it really big, though?
Uh-huh. Picture yours.
Like long or girth?
Times like 10.
Really?
It's an RIP piece.
Okay.
I've gotten a lot of good Yelp reviews. Yeah. You know?
Would you...
Dude, watch what your words very carefully, dude. Seriously.
This is a hypothetical. Wait,
okay, but you really think about what you're about to ask, man, because you guys already kind of...
If you can get me hard, I'll show it to
you. Bisexual stuff. What was that? What'd you say there, what? Ian?
I said, sorry, Terrence. Terrence.
Wait, hold on. I missed that, Ian. Go ahead, Ian. Go ahead.
No, when are we getting tattoos?
Soon. Yeah. Soon, yeah. Let's go. Soon.
I said, if you can get it hard, I'll show it to you.
If I could get hard?
Me hard.
He's crossing the line on so many different ways.
What?
He's crossing the line. Do you want, like, what
if,
do I...
If
what
I'm would crossing that, the line, what would be he have Scissor to do? Bro and cut it.
What would he have to do?
What would I have to do? Would this get you hard if I take my finger and I rub my asshole and you smell my asshole? Would that turn you on? Sorry, what are you doing? Ian, just work with me, brother.
That's what you think gay currency is. That's hilarious.
Work with me, brother.
Just the idea of like, you like
to,
this?
To tell you the truth,
will you? What?
If
dude.
I was into you, that would make me so hard.
Oh my god! So look, can we test out my theory?
Dude, if we were dating,
can we test out my theory?
If we were dating and we were like at dinner and you like did that,
asshole?
I would be like,
you would lick. You would lick my finger.
I'm a big fan of smells.
You, me too.
Yeah, you I'm like a smell bro.
You like shit smell?
No, I don't like shit smells. Ew, I like good smells. Your asshole smells like shit.
Yeah.
Take a bath, dickhead. What the hell's the matter with you?
I thought that's what you
like. No,
I thought people like that.
No.
Well, can we test it out?
I ain't in it for the shit, pal.
I thought maybe you like that.
I'm trying to get to the center of that Tootsie Pop.
No.
Gigi Allen stuff, baby.
I'm not Gigi Allen. I'm Ian.
I thought you were, New York. He was a punk rock.
He was from New Hampshire.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get technical or you. Can we test it out though, at least to see maybe you'll like it.
No.
Dude, that you know what? I'm just saying. I'm going to ask you one last time, but I'm just saying it'll be historical. This has never happened on this podcast. If you were to do this, bro, it would be legendary.
No way.
Dude.
Would I be a legend?
You would be a legend. If you smell my asshole?
I'll put my morals and self-worth aside. Come on. I just want to do anything to be cool. Come on.
You would smell these two fingers.
Yeah.
Oh my god, dude, are you recording?
Oh, dude, yeah, and on top of it, if you come near me with your shit fingers, I'll beat you to death with my fucking cane, okay? Because guess what? I was in Rifttown, bitch, okay?
I thought, what happened? What's up with the hostility, my friend? I thought you were open with it, you know what I mean?
I'm not going to let a man shove his fingers up his ass and then put him in my nostrils like I'm getting my nose hairs waxed. On a podcast.
So you
now, if the cameras weren't here, I'd say get over here and fucking put them so far up there you tickle my brain.
Then what's the big deal? Pretend the cameras aren't on you.
I'm in Rifttown again now.
What? Okay, let me.
Hey, you're in Rift Town. He wants you to be in Whiff Town.
Whiff
you
know? Town. Whiff Town. That's a good one.
Let those fingers go up that nose, Ian. Come
Whiff
on.
Town to Whiff Town.
Come on, baby.
Ian.
Because you're acting kind of like a stiff town Woo! Right now.
Hey. What if it's just one finger, my index
oh,
finger?
My and goodness. He keeps doing that joke, and he's in a Whiff Town. Swinging a miss.
Oh, man. I'm not joking around, Pinky. Though. I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
Thumb.
Okay. So, okay, that's fine. Ooh, Woo. It's been fun. It's been fun.
This was fun.
Yeah.
Thank you. Would you be down to play some guitar?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Grab that guitar.
Why not?
Heck yeah.
Only if old Stevie Boy gets on the keys.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah? Okay. Heck yeah.
Steve, he is asking for me to leave if I don't smell his soul. And I just want to know his soul. I want to know him from the inside out. I want to know that guy, what is he about? I want to know who's this guy. And maybe by the end of the night we will lie in bed with one. Give each other head and lie in bed with one. Gonna have some fun now. Jeremiah is a virgin. He won't get tattooed, oh no. Jeremiah has a schnoz. And I'm sorry, you're my
so I can do a
Scott
sax solo.
Okay, edit that part out. My song about you wasn't that good. Hold on. Let me think. Wait, how?
Fun.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah, I did a little jams there. Yeah.
I love coming over to the garage and jamming.
Yeah. Right?
Steve's dick in my ass. What?
Let's do some scissors.
You want to do some scissors?
Yeah.
Is this a giraffe or a one-trick pony? Because we keep going back to the gay well.
Steve's favorite well.
Scissor Brothers!
Hey guys, I'm at the post office. I just want to remind you, make sure to go to patreon.com/scissorbros to get that bonus episode every week. Also, pick up some t-shirts, Scissor Bros t-shirts, Stevie t-shirts at jeremiahwalkins.com. Love y'all. I'm going to get some stamps now.
Hello there. Come see me live in Phoenix this weekend. Then March 6th, I'm headlining the Hollywood Improv with Jesse Johnson and Joe Jimenez. Then March 11th, Huntington Beach, I'm headlining. Then March 21st, my new When I'm a Special Daddy comes out on my YouTube channel. Then, what else? Houston, Austin, New York City, Las Vegas, Kansas City, and more. Get tickets at jeremiahwalkins.com. I dare you.
If there was a gay whale, he'd be a banker at Wells Fargo. Hello. Okay, we're going to do some sizz real quick. And basically, if you don't know what that is, Ian, it's basically what we do. We put our hands over our heads and we cross them, and it releases positivity into the world. And people do it at home along with us, and it releases endorphins, and all of a sudden you're feeling good about yourself. So we're going to do it all together right here, right now, and we'll count aloud while we do it.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah. Thanks for doing that at home, gang.
Yeah, man. You know what? I appreciate your enthusiasm with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, sometimes our guests refuse to do it and it hurts us.
Well, you know.
Oh, yeah, they do, huh?
Yeah. Who would do that? Who did that?
There's a handful of people.
Who?
Really?
They're about to feel this. They're about to feel the twist of Cain.
Interesting.
I had Raising Cane's chicken for the first time. Whoa. You like it? Have you ever had it?
Never had it. I want to go to Roscoe's.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the ticket. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Ooh. It's amazing.
Roscoe's in Texas.
You've never had it?
I have. Years ago, 2017.
They got that on the East Coast or no? Mm-mm. No, they don't. Mm-mm. But he's got that good East Coast bodega food, huh?
And also, he introduced me to a, it was a, kind of like this hipster coffee shop with good desserts and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
What was that place?
Winston Bakery.
Yeah.
Didn't we have the chicken there?
Yeah.
Did we? Yeah, that was good. Really good.
How's
yeah.
your coffee, yeah. though? How's the coffee?
Ask him.
Great. Variety coffee in Brooklyn. It's great. Yeah.
You got the, what do you call it, drip over?
Pour over. Is coffee like big out here?
It's pretty big. I don't think it's as big as in New York, but I think it's pretty big. Like, it's more, I mean, it's more like chains and stuff out here.
Yeah, Coffee Bean, Starbucks.
But then again, I don't know. I guess there's a lot of...
Well, you have your intelligentsias.
You are right. New York is more cultured than
Yeah,
LA.
It's way more cultured. It is. Yeah. In a lot of ways, right? The food's superior, right? What do you say?
Food's superior. People. Comedy.
Now, why is the pizza so damn good out there?
I think the water.
I knew it. I knew he was going to say that.
Yeah?
Because the dough, yeah, the water.
The dough, yes.
Yeah, the dough, yeah.
Truly, truly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are the top three pizza places in New York?
Bread and dough make such a difference in anything
it does.
You're doing.
The sandwiches too, right?
Oh, yeah.
So do you have the Chicago, like what is New York style pizza to you?
I'm going to be honest. It's a little bit out of my wheelhouse. I'm not like a pizza connoisseur, so I truly don't know the difference of what makes New York specifically, like, I just know it tastes better. Chicago's deep dish. I don't know what New York is. But I do know some good spots.
Okay.
Steve likes his butt deep dish, you know what I'm saying?
Oh. Are you he likes deep dicking down his butt.
Gosh. I got my girls here, you know? Should we
Yeah. Oh, what?
Wait, were you about to bring her on to prove how straight you are?
Because yeah, were you about to bring her on the podcast?
That's what it sounded like.
You're I don't know.
My girl said, I mean, because
I don't know. I don't know. You know what? Smell my butt then.
You know what? Smell my butt.
As a matter of fact, this next segment is called Smell My Butt.
Yeah.
What if you blindfold me and I sniff each of your asses and figure out whose it is?
Yeah.
You would not do that.
You would?
No.
You're a tease, man.
Steve excited over here, dude.
Woo. And this would be a good segue to my fart corner.
Fart corner. You'll get caught up in the fart corner.
So explain to Ian what this is.
Let's do that after the challenge. That doesn't get prime placement before the challenge.
How long have we not done the fart corner, dude? It's been fucking 5 years, man.
Yeah, because you lost the challenge.
No, it's been longer than that, brother. We gotta bring back the farts, huh, Ryan?
This episode at the end.
See?
Dude, did you see how they're hating on my farts, man?
Why are you hating on
people
farts?
People submit their farts, Ian.
This is the segment, bro. This is the segment that he loves. He plays farts that people email us. It's not even videos. It's just audios of people farting.
He specifically asked for audio only, though.
He asked for audio only.
Your fake girlfriend must put up with a lot.
Hey, Ryan, will you present the challenge?
Of course I will.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Oh.
Today's challenge is one we wish we could have done, but you know, some people just aren't willing to do challenges, and that's okay. We have somebody here willing to do a challenge. This one's going to be the tickle your ska off challenge.
Okay.
Anyways, so...
Ryan, are you okay? What's happening
right
now?
What is going on over there, man?
What secret do you have inside of you that we have not found out yet?
Okay, so nothing. Anyways.
Oh, whoa. You got more defensive than me.
It's called the Tickle Your Scoff Challenge.
Tickle Your Ska Off Challenge. Three rounds, okay? You'll sit in the middle. Each one of you will take a turn. The other two people will be trying to get a reaction out of you, okay? So... either via tickling, optimally, right? The first round,
Steve might be tickling you with his penis.
Tickle my tonsils.
The first round, you'll be using only
Dude,
your breath.
You're asking for it, brother. Yeah?
I ain't asking for it. I'm demanding it. What?
The first round, you will only be using your breath. So you cannot touch the other person, only your breath.
Wait, what, Ryan, what the fuck are you talking about, man?
What do you mean?
I'm sitting in here and people are breathing on me?
Yeah, but
what?
You'll each have to do this. So you'll
what?
Yeah. Yeah, you'll be breathing on you. So the first round, you only get to use your breath.
What are we, in a fucking Lamaze class?
Yeah,
what is this?
It is Lamaze.
Yes.
The second round, you can use your hands, okay? So it gets a little bit better. And on the third round, there's a tickling... feathery tool there that you can use.
So go, where are you going, man? There you go.
What does this have to do with ska?
It doesn't. It's just the way we labeled it, man.
That's just the way we labeled it.
Yeah, we just label things for the guests. Yeah. Your objective when you're sitting
Ian's
in the chair.
Ian's looking at me. He's looking at me like, what'd you bring me into, brother?
So are we going to get naked or two or just...
Dude, Ian, by the way, this is what I have to put up with every week, dude. Every week, he asks
for the naked thing. Absolutely not. He brings it up. Isn't it funner, though? It's funner that way, right? Back me up, Ian. Back me up. I need you here, brother. I need you to back me up on this one, brother. Please.
It's funner.
There you go. I like him.
It's funner.
Yeah.
It's funner.
Moms like you choose riff.
Jeff.
Thank you.
Was it worth it? Let me work it. Put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
Moms like you choose riff.
Ryan, explain again. I didn't even hear you
the first time. I don't understand this.
Explain the whole thing again, right, brother.
The whole thing. Okay?
Yeah, brother.
Three rounds. Uh-huh. Each of you will sit in the center while the other two are trying to get a reaction out of you via tickling. You cannot react or you will get a point.
What is a reaction? How does that?
Anything.
What do you mean anything?
A smile.
Literally, smile, move, nothing. Steve.
Anything. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Even adjusting. Even adjusting.
Explain the three rounds, which is one breath, hands, tickling apparatus. Your goal is to not react.
This sounds like a Craigslist ad.
I love you, man.
Welcome to Scissor Breath.
Welcome, brother. You're a part of it now. Yeah. Yeah, you're part of it. Wait till you see my toes. My girlfriend polished my big toe.
Again.
With glitter.
His girlfriend polishes toes.
Yeah, with one toe. Like David Bowie style. Yeah.
Do you have a pinky Coke toenail?
Super long.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. You'll see soon, brother. You'll see soon.
On the show, we do punishments. One of you will be punished if you lose.
Uh-huh.
Just one of you.
And what's a punishment? More of the show?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of a shoey?
Fuck you, man. I thought you were having a good time over here, man.
Hey, fuck you, man.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a shoey?
No, it's a shoey.
A shoey is a traditional drinking thing in Australia where you drink a beer out of your shoe. We don't drink beer on this show, so we have ginger ale. But if you lose, you're drinking a beer out of a ginger ale out of a shoe.
Whose shoe?
What?
I mean, it's supposed to be your own, but we have donor shoes as well.
Can't do it.
You what?
I'm off sugar.
Oh.
So I can't do it.
Dude, we got to change the punishment for you.
Got to be calm.
We got to change the punishment for you, though, if you can't drink that. Yeah. You want to drink some cum, man?
Just when you think he didn't hear it. Just when you think he didn't hear it, he planted that in the back of his mind, got real excited, sat on it, thought about it, and delivered it right back.
I'm calling your bluff, brother. You want some Korean sperm? Have you had it, dude? I don't know if they have that on the East Coast. I don't know if they have the Coreano.
Have you ever cream. Dated an Asian guy?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Look at this. He was disgusted by that. You offended him. All right, so what's his punishment? Let's stick with the program. What's his punishment? He doesn't drink sugar, man.
I have to pee, man.
It's either sniff my butthole. Let's come on, get with me. Get with it, man.
Punishment, more like a pleasurement.
Dude, let's do it then. You want to do it?
For his punishment?
Yeah, him smell. Oh, he smells both our buttholes.
He's not going to do that, dude.
This is Scissor Bros. That's what we do. Oh, what does he drink, then?
I don't know. Milk?
Mixed with a little bit of urine?
No. Let's get to the challenge. Okay. Good God, man.
Okay, I'm sorry, Ian. I'm sorry.
All right, I'm going first. I'm getting blown by Ian and Steve for this tickling challenge. I can't make any faces. Otherwise, it's a point for Ian and Steve. Is that correct, Ryan?
Or we can just do it for you and do golf score.
Oh, you don't want points.
Yeah, you don't want
Okay, points. So I will get a point if I react. It's for 30 seconds. Okay.
Okay.
Let me get my timer ready.
They can blow air on any part of my body, I guess.
That's mm-hmm. correct. Mm-hmm. 3, 2, 1, go.
No! What the frick? You lit me! You lit my arm on fire!
Ah, you flinched!
What did you do?
I lit his arm hair on fire and then I blew it out, which is technically blowing on him, and he flinched. I win the game.
He lit me on fire!
What?
He lit me on fire just now!
What?
Look, I'm burnt!
Oh, what the?
He lit my arm hair on fire! I'm burnt! What?
Finance wins!
Oh my, is that allowed? I smell his burnt hair.
Yeah, I smell it too.
What? Oh, you've never had your hair burnt before?
No.
Who cares? Now we're hair burnt, brother. Oh, he's Korean. He doesn't have any. Now.
I like that. Keep that coming.
Jeremiah, 2 points.
Woo! That's how you play the game.
What? What are you doing? Yeah, we're going to take your hood off, dude. Are we ready?
God, you guys.
Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
That counts. That's he already laughing.
I heard a giggle.
He's already giggling.
I didn't. I was clearing my throat.
That's a reaction. That's a reaction. That's a reaction.
Jesus.
To strike.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah. You
went, fuck,
keep,
man.
Keep going, though. Just keep going. Keep going, because Jeremiah got 2 points last time. He reacted, and then he reacted again to Ian. Oh, yeah. So it's as many as you can get in that 30 seconds.
Oh.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, it's as many as you can get in the 30. That's so I just met you. This is crazy. So here's my number. You tickle me, baby. That's a reaction.
That's time.
That's a reaction.
That's not a reaction.
Going like this.
3 points.
Oh,
what the fuck? That wasn't a reaction.
I didn't even count that one. There was two other ones.
You bullshit!
I swear to God.
Oh, fuck off.
Okay, Ian. You're in the hot seat now.
You know what, dude? I'm gonna put my dick on you.
Hey, that's a different round.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude. You can't tell I have a reaction in my pants.
Dude, now you really fucking woke up the
dragon. No.
You woke up the dragon.
No, hey, no. Put it back.
There, sit down.
No. Oh. No. There is, there, no.
All right, bro. All
right, Ian.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. You ready?
3, 2, 1. Go.
All right. I reacted. 20 points, okay? Reaction. Stop, Jeremiah. You're way more persistent than Steve, which is surprising.
Stop, dude. Look at this.
I'm going fucking canoeing. It's not happening. The game's over.
Time.
I haven't done anything.
Time.
What's your problem,
six
man?
6 points.
6 points. This is great. Oh my God. Ian.
Oh my goodness.
Ian, dude. Ian, everything's okay, dude. Everything's okay. Oh my God.
Okay, I'm back in the hot seat.
Okay, what do we do now?
Hands.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Go.
Dude, stop.
I'm touching his dick. Stop. Dude, get off. I thought you were about the real business.
Time.
What is wrong with you, bro? What is wrong with you?
You're a faker. You're not about the real life.
Ow!
You're not about the real
life. Ow! Oh, I got tetanus.
You're not about
dungeon
the real life.
Dungeon of nightmares. Man. What the fuck is happening in here? He's touching
you're
your back. I'm getting rust.
You're not about. I thought you were real.
Stay away from me with your ass. What? Ow, my back. I gotta
didn't
stay.
Do anything.
Ow.
Oh, my God. Hey, how many points is that?
3 points.
Three? Oh,
three? Oh, yeah. Really?
Three.
No, it was just the one at the top.
It was three.
Oh, dude, my so goodness.
Strong. All right. Steve's turn in 3, 2, 1. Go.
Fuck you, man! You can't do jokes!
You're still touching him! You look like you're trying to Morse code his penis!
Cause I can't find it. Hello!
You're not even touching cock, you're touching pant.
Time.
You can't tickle me.
Time, Steve. 3 points.
Oh, fuck.
All right, ready?
This is haunted.
In 3, 2,
I do not want
one,
this. I do not
go.
Consent. I do not go. It felt like a goose. It felt like a goose trying to eat bread out of your hand. I'm flinching, I'm flinching. Jesus Christ! Bad touch! Bad touch! Jesus Christ! You are a fucking claw machine on my wiener!
I got it, dude.
God!
I got it, man.
It was like a fucking...
Oscar Mayer, man.
Oh,
it's Oscar
God.
Mayer time. And I got handful. Oh, yeah, brother.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay, round 3.
Ready? And 3, 2, 1, go.
This thing's gonna lose all its feathers by the time it gets to the tip of Jeremiah's nose. You got a honker.
I see your little lippies.
Look at it all stuck in his face. Oh, he's gotta win the competition.
Oh, we got you. Oh yeah, we gotta keep going.
Time.
Oh. Oh my gosh.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere.
Oh my.
It's everywhere.
All right, your turn.
Okay.
Dude, you guys went crazy.
Oh, I didn't mean to.
You ready?
In three.
I just wanted to have a little bit of gumbo.
One, go.
Your girlfriend's not real. She's an aberration. It's all a dream.
You can't pull me with your fucking cane, man! Man!
Stop, it's still going.
Time.
Dude, he poked me with his cane, man! And he put it in my mouth, man! Oh, you put it in my mouth, you, man!
Yeah.
Oh my god! Holy shit.
Alright.
2 points. In three, two, one, go.
Oh, stop. Alright. It's like, stop. You're a lot. Look at this. Stop! Stop! Look at all the feathers in her. I don't like this! Stop! Yeah, how do you like it, Dick? How do you like it? Oh, tickle. So what? I lost! So what?
Okay. How many?
Oh my god.
What was that?
That was five.
Five, okay.
Of course.
So, does Ian have to do a shoey of water?
Yeah, I guess. I guess a shoey of water.
Shoey of water?
Where's the shoe?
Oh. No.
Your shoe? No, let's give him the option.
You can't use your shoe.
You don't
shoe.
Have to drink a single thing if you smell my butthole.
Fill up a shoe. What are you doing?
Okay.
I'm going to get in the shop too. I want to be a part of
innocence.
It.
Innocence.
It smells like innocence. All right, this is my son's shoe. It's the only way that we would get Ian to do a shoey is if it was my son's and not an adult shoe that either he was wearing or I was wearing. So here we go. Bottoms up, buddy.
All right. This is your poor child's shoe.
All right. Shoey.
I'm not drinking out of a fucking shoe. What do you think this is, huh? Fucking romper room? No! Idiot! Drink it out of a shoe! Get fucked! Drink it out of your kid's shoe! What am I, a fucking pedophile?
Patreon.com/scissorbros. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Thanks so much for tuning in. And let's do some skank dancing to end the episode. Yeah. Skanking.
Skanking.
Woo! Do you have anything you want to plug, buddy?
Just Steve's asshole.
Okay. Bye.
Scissor Brothers!
Hello? Is anyone still there? It's your pal, Gerald, and... Wow, I love the energy this episode. Felt like OG Scissor Bros. Way better than the 100th episode. Was a little bit resistant, you know, with energies, but Ian fit right in. I was listening to NSYNC this whole episode because it was bye, bye, bye. Anywho, want to give a big shout out to our pal Joel Stokes. We forgot to thank him in the 100th episode, and he makes us awesome art every fucking week, so... Thanks a lot, Joel. We love you, pal. Look out for Jeremiah's new one-hour special, March 21st, on his YouTube channel. And check out the new Stand Up on the Spot with Adam Ray, Mike Falzone, and Jamar Neighbors. I was a producer, but he didn't credit me. All right. I love you guys. I'm going to get my dick wet tonight.
Woohoo!
And maybe by the end of the night we will lie in bed with one, give each other a